Last but not least, let's call up our Roads and Aggregate Director, Mr. Oscar Billings.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you all for being here. I had handouts, business cards, and some brochures back there, but for those of you who have not received one, I will read my report verbatim, if you guys are fine with that. So, I started today. I'm sure everyone knows who I am. So. Anyway, I started as a road director about 3 months ago. Was retired. I decided to get back in as a public servant. So. Anyway, so the Hooper Roads Department is, for those who do not know, is a tribal office with an office located in Camelfield, 531 Camelfield Lane. Our shop and equipment storage is located at 104 Campus Lane. We are a combination of three entities that offer road maintenance, aggregate manufacturing, and concrete manufacturing. So the Hooper Roads Department performs road maintenance on all tribal road systems, planning and construction of new roadways and road improvements. Duties performed throughout the year include debris removal, snow removal, patching, erosion control, drainage, and emergency readiness. In addition to road maintenance, the following heavy equipment services are offered: grading roads, backhoe and excavator work, brush, road brushing, dozer earth moving, and low bed heavy hauling. So, the Hooper Aggregate maintains a 6-stage rock crushing and material wash plant. The material comes from existing river bars located in the Hooper Valley and extremely hard rock. This material is perfectly suited for all road-based drain rock, decorative rock, and ConAg needs. Materials available for purchase include 3/4-inch crushed road base, wash sand, pea gravel, drain rock, various sizes crushed rock, various sizes washed rock, and various sizes decorative river rock, and riprap that's up to 2 ton. I've been contacted several times by many Caltrans, and now I'm being contacted by several contractors who are going to do the beautification downtown. Also, doing work on 96, as well as been contacted by the Yurok tribe, where they're starting some big projects down there. So business should be picking up. It's real slow at this time. We are making it financially, you know, but it's a tough thing. Already in the 3 months, I've already had some sleepless nights, you know, wondering what was going to happen tomorrow. So we have a state-of-the-art Vince Hagen concrete batch plant capable of producing 40 yards of concrete per hour. You know, the local source ConAg makes for stronger concrete that's available on the market. Many people in Willow Creek, Salyer, Orleans, I mean, they all love the product that we produce. So our mixed designs include many different mixes. If you're not a contractor, you wouldn't really understand it. Everett probably knows 5-sack. Well, I know he knows. 5.5-sack, different mixes, minor mixes with slurry, pea gravel. So in addition to road maintenance, concrete and aggregate, the Roads Aggregate and Ready Mix has recently been affiliated with multiple large construction projects. We are participated and continue to participate in the Trinity River Restoration Program with fisheries repairing multiple sections of the Trinity River from historic mining damage. The Spikert Restoration Project Phase 2 will be coming up sometime soon, and talking with Mike. They are in the process of receiving funding for that project, which is going to take place on the other side of the Scale Shack Road. As I'm aware, all you guys know where that location is. Roads Department recently completed a project for the Bureau of Reclamation known as the Monument Fire over in Junction City. And we are currently working with Land Management and TEPA and demolishing and removing several abandoned trailers throughout the valley. Right now, we are currently removing, we've removed 11, and with three more that's slated to be cleaned up and disposed of. Okay, since I started, this stuff has not been happening, you know, in the, at least the last couple of years, but we've been heavy on going out and doing road maintenance and repair on a lot of our mountain roads. There has not been any maintenance done, as a lot of you who travel the mountains are aware of. They are in terrible shape. So, looking forward, Hooper Roads Aggregate Ready Mix is aiming to bolster our equipment operations and apply for grants and assist with development. And to further our competitive reach, this will allow our company to continue to assist and expand its projects with Hooper Land Management, Public Utilities, Fisheries, United States Forest Service, Bureau of Reclamation, and the Bureau of Land Management. I talked with Matt with Broadband, and we will be repairing the road to get up to where they're going to put the new tower up on Jones Point. Talked with Nolan Colgan from the Forest Service about possibly doing some road work on Forest Service land down in Bluff Creek and the Go Road. I'm glad to see Wendy here because I have some issues with, it's an organization called Kiwet. Is it Kiwet?
Huh?
Kiwet. Kiwet. Okay, on the Klamath River dam removal. Pardon? Well, Jones Point, I believe, is where you see the translator up here, up in Tishtang. Wherever. But they are going to put a tower up there in talking with Linnea and Matt. So, with that, I shared back there. There is the roads department. I'm sorry, I do not have a current accountant, as my accountant, once I took over management, resigned on me in November, so I don't have a current profit and loss for 23. However, our profit and loss statement, for those of you who did not pick up my report back there, in 2002 with a net profit of $191,056.12. So, with that, that's my report, and I don't know if we're taking questions now, Mr. Chairman. But
we'll there's questions. That's fine.
Roads Aggregate Ready Mix, we offer green waste, and since everybody's cleaning up their yards and for fire, we do take that for $10 a pound, $5 minimum. So you can take all your green waste to us and we will burn it. Instead of taking it out in the mountains and dumping it, we'll take it and dispose of it. So
that's, thank you. $10 a ton.
On weekends too?
I told Joe that when I was hired that I'd be willing to work weekends, so it depends on how much. Anyway, thank you very much.
I just want to say that since Oscar's taken over, we have seen a lot of progress in there, you know, working on our elder roads, and when the council can support that with maybe some funding or something, I think we can do a lot more of that. So they have been more active. And with the motel, I think we all know if we don't get the restaurant going to support the motel and the casino, if we don't work on that area, I don't think they're going to succeed there. So we need to work on that whole corner there. With HFI, I think there's other opportunities coming up for more business with the lumber. Even Supervisor Madrone is talking about building with our own lumber some small houses for homeless in other counties. and getting the value of our timber too, getting more out of it, so we don't just let it go to the outside for a low price. I think milling our own is going to be really important, because we do have the need for firewood for our elders. So I think using every part of our logs is going to be important for us too. Thank you.
I wanted to add too that Oscar and I, you know, we've been talking. He's working on a meeting with the Bureau of Reclamation with regards to the restoration work that Roads and Ag gets on the Upper Trinity River. We need to be getting more of that work, and I'm not sure why, you know, others have been able to acquire more of that, but we're going to be going to them and really pushing the issue that, hey, this is our river. We've maintained this since time immemorial, and we need to be the main ones getting all the work up here. So I appreciate Oscar being proactive in that area. That'll be really important. Next, they're not on the list, but we have Jody here, our casino manager. Why don't you come on up, Jody, and if you want to bring Tyson with you, that's fine as well. Come on up, please.
Good afternoon. I'm sure everybody knows me. I'm Jody Jackson. I'm the general manager for the casino. Like Jordan said earlier, I'm not really good with public speaking, so I'm getting used to it, so give me a little slack. So the casino, we have 20 employees, 15 are enrolled tribal members, 2 are married to tribal members, 3 or 2, sorry, enrolled members of another tribe, and we have 1 that is a non-enrolled tribal member, or sorry, non-member. So I did write some things. To provide better accommodations for our customers, we are working hard to accomplish to obtain the following: a ticket-in, ticket-out player tracking system. We are currently working with Wynn Systems out of Las Vegas, Nevada. The licensing is pending right now with the Gaming Commission in doing this. When we started going over the Wynn Systems contract, we realized that a lot of the building needed help. The structure of the casino, we need a new roof, we need new sidings, we need new wiring, new carpeting. There's just a number of things that could possibly hold it up, but we're on that stage right now. We are also working on getting our beer and liquor, our beer and wine license with the ABC. We're also working on a food and sports bar, card tables. I am in negotiations right now with a pit boss trainer and a card dealer training. So pretty soon we'll be dragging our tables back out on the gaming floor, so you'll see those changes. This last November, with the power outages, we gave away 4 generators to customers that have been coming in over the last few months. Other things that we've been working on. One big thing that a lot of people have been asking about is bingo. We're working in collaboration with the American Legion, which bingo is slated to start early March. I'm not too sure about the prizes or anything like that, as that is being done with the Legion. We are just hosting the hall. This month, we gave away 4 55-inch HD TVs to 4 winning customers for Super Bowl Sunday. I'm sure you guys follow the page for the casino, and you guys have seen some of the winners. We also gave away gift baskets for Valentine's Day. Unfortunately, with the weather, that kind of postponed it a day. In March, we're in a planning phase for our March giveaways, which is tentatively scheduled for cash drawings and wheel spin drawings throughout the month. We also have our hot seat drawings every Wednesday and Friday of every month. Next month, or in April, we have scheduled lawnmower giveaways. So if you guys want to come in and win a lawnmower, be sure to come in and play. I don't really have much more to say. Is there any questions? That has been, what's that? Yeah, I'll let the Gaming Commission compliance give you a report on that.
Hi, Jamie. This is Ty Smith-Wolf. I'm the Tuba Valley Gaming Commission. So as Jody mentioned earlier, we are working with Win Systems to get a ticket in, ticket out system. To be able to facilitate getting new games, we need to have that system installed. Our current ability to get new games is hindered by the fact we're still use token. All the newer games that are on the market now require a ticket in, ticket out system at the minimum to be able to operate, or we would be doing manual pays for every hand pay. So the current process is for licensing for that ticket in, ticket out system. I was contacted last week by Win Systems, their licensing department. They are finishing up their licensing with the Gaming Commission. Once that is completed, then we can move forward with purchasing the equipment required to, like a server and such, to have those have that system put in to be able to buy new machines. And at that time, Jody would be able to purchase those machines to put into the casino.
And will the machines
be more modern? Yes, that is our one of our primary goals is to get newer, more modern, more up-to-date machines that would provide a better gaming experience for the customers. Because currently, all of our machines are quite old and older generation games, and we will slowly move forward and replace those games as we go forward. So depending on our budget for this coming year, we will, once we get that system in, we'll begin looking to purchase some, not necessarily brand new, because that's a huge expense for the casino and the tribe, but just newer updated games in the last like 5 or 6 years is what we're looking to purchase. The amount, it will be kind of up in the air at this point, and that'll be up dependent on Jody and the council for approval for that purchase. One other thing, the casino has completed its financial audit for fiscal 2002. That report will be provided to the council. It was approved by NIDC, so the casino did improve its net holding for this current fiscal year, which is 2022. We did do better than last year. We're hoping with the getting the system, hopefully maybe possibly getting new machines this year, we'll continue to improve upon that. We did lower our operating costs. Jody has lowered the operating hours of the casino and the necessary staff to operate, allowing us to have less operating cost. Yes. Yes. That'll be determined by the general manager when he issues that report out. They're working with the The CPA that is operating the casino's accounting, Sean McCabe, is working on providing that to the membership. The reason why the reports are so far out was because we had an issue in 2001 where our accountant, which was our sole accounting officer for the casino, had passed away in August before the end of our fiscal year and caused us to be late on our 2001 audit and also affected our 2002 audit. But we have completed both those audits, and that both those numbers should be available and provided soon. Yes. Like I stated, I believe Sean, the casino CPA, should be having those that ability. Sean came on in August? In December. Sean started in December, so we just recently had the ability to have a CPA. We did not have a CPA. As recommended by different council members, we did bring a CPA in to actually, like, you know, have someone that would be able to give us that forecasting ability and profit and loss. So that should be soon. As far as an actual date, I don't know. Is in draft. Did you want to address that, Jody? Yeah. Well, I believe it, from Jody just speaking with him, it's in draft form. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll have it approved into the council for a review.
Once it's finalized, we'll make sure that we get it out. You know, the council, we have been asking our casino to upgrade a lot of things, whether that be gaming options. You know, we talked about the tables. You know, we talked about bingo. You know, bingo used to be a big thing here. I mean, a lot of our tribal members still travel to Trinidad to do that. So hopefully we'll start to see that stuff come to fruition, and, you know, we're going to be pushing for it. Well, why don't we plan to go to lunch at 12:30. Until 12:30, we're going to open it up for some questions for anybody that may have presented thus far. So now's the time, if you guys have any questions or comments based on everything you heard. Let's do that for about a half hour, then we'll go to lunch, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, as of now, I have a lot of issues with Kamau. I am not the only tribal member that has issues with Kamau Medical Center. I should not have had to tell employees I will go to the council. I should not have been able to tell employees that I will go to the board. Do you know how hard it is to get your medication, to get appointments, to be treated kind? They will tell you we are to come there and be kind and gentle and beg. But by God, don't let us say nothing back. Don't let us be humiliated. It's okay if they can humiliate us. I tried to get a write-up because an employee wrote me up. They told me I was not able to get that. I cannot get things. Why do employees that are not doctors, that are not nurses, if we have an appointment, why can't they call if they help us? Why can't they call that place and say, does so-and-so have an appointment? Who gives them the right because they're helping us? They're not doctors in Bonnie Jackson's department. And they want to question. They're not doctors. They have no right to be questioned about my business. Yes, I did say. I went all the way to Reading Friday. I went to the doctors. I am letting the people know. You're only allowed to tell them I have a doctor's appointment. What day? What time? If they choose to ask you other questions, no, they're not doctors. My medical used to be personal. Do you want to see what I have to carry around with me in my bag? I beg for pull-ups because I'm incontinent now because of all my illnesses. I was getting checked out for other illnesses. Now I got a heart problem, for God's sakes. I'm not the only tribal member that goes through this. I have a lovely family member that had the same issue when their family member got hurt, had to beg for things. Our doctors tell them we need things. And you know what? You got that young lady that you fired and hired back to say no to us. And we humiliate ourselves by begging and begging. I gave you guys all a copy of that letter. I gave you a copy of my personal letter because I was not ashamed. Then they want me to sign the back of another paper to cuddle down to them. I have tried to call your director, Stephen Stakes, for months. That man has not returned one phone call. You can ask the secretary over there, Miss Matilton. I have tried.
Okay, I think we got the gist of your complaint there, Jamie. So let me just try to address some of that. We have a long ways to go at Kamau. We know that. I think that there's definitely issues there. There's concerns. Us as a council, we had addressed our concerns and the complaints that we've gotten on Kamau with the board just the other day. We have, I think it's bi-monthly meetings with the board. So we're constantly communicating with them, with the manager there, Mr. Stake, I had shared every complaint that I've ever gotten with him, and I try to follow up, and I think that we're slowly starting to see progress there. Of course, we've had a tough time attracting good medical talent here to the Valley. It's tough to bring people into rural areas, you know, that may be coming from the city. You know, they're used to being able to get whatever they want 24 hours a day. You know, the housing situation. I am happy to hear about the quarters program, IHS quarters program. Kamau got some money. They're going to build housing. We think that will help us attract more medical personnel that are qualified. But until then, it's really, I mean, we just got to keep pushing it and holding them accountable, you know, hoping for better productivity. We have a board that's very committed. I mean, these are all people that spend countless hours. You know, sometimes I come home late from work, or, you know, maybe I had to go to the coast or something. Midnight, I see these people's cars out there still meeting. And I know they're trying hard. I mean, I think you have a board that wants to fix it. You know, and we just keep trying. We keep trying to do better. And, you know, by having a better understanding of what the issues are, like you're bringing forward now, I think that was helpful. We have board members here today. I don't know if any of you guys would like to address Jamie's concerns, but you're certainly welcome to do that if you'd like. But it is a concern for us because it's not only us. I had to wait, I think it was 8 months before I got a sleep study that was referred by Kamau. I wasn't happy about it. My grandmother, 92 years old, second eldest tribal member, she's had her struggles there, and I'm not happy about it. So it's a concern. We'll just keep trying to do better, and that's all we can do.
When are we going to do better, Joe?
Tomorrow, next week. I mean, I know that we've made progress. We've hired an IT consultant now, so hopefully we won't have the shutdown like we had on IT. They now have a professional there working with them. That's helpful. I think we've seen progress. I mean, you look at, like I mentioned, the housing that's coming in. That should help. And, you know, we filled a lot of vacancies. We've had a ton of vacancies there a year ago. We still have vacancies there, but not as many. And so you have more support staff. So it's you know, I don't know what more we can do. I mean, we just keep trying.
Well, Joe, you're speaking of elders, old elders. Was that I was told by several family members that housing gave an eviction notice to our oldest elder. Is that true?
I don't believe that it was. I had checked on that, and the elder was happy in her home. We went up there to her house, and their project had been completed. I had gotten various reports of the conditions of the home, so I went up to see for myself. Mr. Bill Taylor and I went up to check on our oldest elder. She was very happy with her home. She had a new rug, nice handicap bathroom, nice kitchen, new stove. I don't know where the new couches came from. The house was nice and warm. She was happy, so I didn't see her as being put out. I think housing put a lot of I think, in fact, you guys went over the HIP $60,000 limit on the project. It might have taken a little more time than we would have liked to have seen. But in any case, I mean, the last I talked to the elder, I think it was this past Monday or Tuesday, she was content.
So that was all completed? I haven't had the opportunity to.
I had identified one issue that I had asked to get cleaned up, and I think they're working on doing that. There was a window that needs to be replaced still. Other than that, it's looking pretty good, I feel.
So we have, who are the board members other than Liz that's here from Kamau?
We have Angela Darnigan. She's chair.
Okay. All right. So right now we're.
I think Kim Dodge is here too. She's on the board.
So we're just going to leave Kamau as is, and they don't get reprimanded. Steve should have been here. This is a meeting, a general meeting. Every director, and I'm looking at a lot of directors that hadn't came before. It looks good to see them. I congratulate them for coming out today, because it takes a lot of time for me. I was late. I apologize. I take an hour to get dressed every day. Okay? So I'm really glad for a lot of these people that have showed up. I can appreciate that. But that is a big entity. And four of you complimented it so I felt the director should have been there. So I'm sorry, Joe, if that bothers you. And I just feel that we need more. You talk about elders. I'm an elder. I'm a little elder. I'm 67, not in size. But I'm a young elder at 67. And you know what? Leslie was good enough to come and check on me. She checked on me. She was good enough to come to my home to check on me. You know, you've had just, I don't know, you hire people.
JW helped you out too, I believe. He'd done a lot for you.
JW brought me wood, or made sure I got wood.
I think he worked on your house too, right?
Yep. JW, he put some... They put some for me to be able to walk in the hallway and to hold on in the bathroom. JW is going to put some more bars in my bathroom so I'm able to get in better into my bathroom. So, yes, but we talk about respect, Joe. And you know what? You don't get respect from a lot of these entities, but they can give you copies of your guys' tribal rules and stuff. But what about us? We have feelings too when we go places. Your people that work for the medical are supposed to be loving, kind. They're supposed to understand people who hurt. Do you know what it takes for a lot of us that have pains? And Leslie, you're one to verify. Your sister's on the council. It hurts sometimes to get up and move, Joe. It's not like we want to go over there and fuss at them people and growl at them people. But you have employees that you pay good money to. And I was a janitor for years. I didn't even get to make $15.50 an hour. Channy, you know that. We were there. And it's just that, how do you just let it go? By saying, oh, well, we're talking about it. No, there's got to be more. That's why I did come to Liz. I said, my word, I'm getting older. There are a lot of us that have to use Kamau. And I have paid out of my own pocket, and my children have paid out of their own pocket, and my elders have paid out of their pocket to help me. Okay, Kamau has not just been my soul. But thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Hand up back here.
Okay, what I want to talk about is the sugarcoating of everything when things are wrong. People need to stop doing that. They need to just deal with it. They know there's a problem at Kamau. Everybody knows there is. And so they should work at it and say, how can I fix this? And you can't just ignore it. It's not going to go away. And people keep making the same complaints over and over because they never get any action from anybody to fix it. And that's part of the problem. The communication part of it is the problem. Let's just put it that way. And I think that a lot of people, you don't know until it happens to you when you get ill or something and you go over there and then they send you in all different directions and tell you, you have to do this. Didn't I tell you you had to do that or whatever? It's not right. And then they say the elders. Well, they don't really treat them that good. Let's be real. We can just kid ourselves all we want. And I think that's in any situation the tribe deals with the elders. A lot of the time where a lot of people haven't been connected with or anything else, and that's not right. I thought we were supposed to be respectful. We're not teaching our children the same thing either. And so it goes both ways. We need to work on that. Communication is bad. And our board needs to be a better board. It needs to look at the things and not just buddy up with somebody in the working at Kamau and just be their friend and then just vote on those things like that. They need to quit doing that. And the council needs to overlook them and make sure they're doing the right thing.
Hi, my name is Joe Darnigan. I live up on Bald Hill. I got several concerns. One is with the logging and the forestry working together. Right now they're logging up in the 100-acre area and the road's getting beat up. I know forestry always says there's certain issues that have to be taken care of, like the manual release of the forest and all of that, but the roads are one area where we can benefit as tribal members. A lot of times I don't even want to go riding in the hill because the roads are so rough. And granted, I was the roads director before, and they were bad then, they're bad now. But, you know, those are simple little things. We don't get much for per capita payment, but if we could at least keep our road systems up. And, you know, that's one of my issues. Kamau is a very toxic place from what I understand. With the workers and everybody, and it does need to be fixed, and it won't be fixed overnight. But, you know, we've got big issues, and I was just about ready to walk out here a couple hours ago because everything sounded like it was so rosy. And I think, like Wanda said, tell us the truth. We're broke. We need to get our house in order. We need to work together as a team is correct. All of us, forestry needs to work with HFI, HFI needs to work with whoever, TIPA or whoever, but we have to get it together. And you know what, by you guys sitting up there telling us that everything's just hunky-dory and great, you know, the rumor in the hoopa public is things aren't great. And you know what, I don't want to be the guy, the bearer of bad news, but you guys need to be straightforward with us and say, you know what, we're having a hell of a time making payroll if that's the case. You know, and I don't mean to be here beating on the council, because like Darcy, I think she did a good job when there was a road issue up on Ball Hill. She got everybody involved and we got it straightened out. But, you know, we need to work together like this, and we're all hoopa people. And you know, the other thing I have a worry about is on the Klamath River dam removal. What happens to the invasive species when they get turned loose in the river? Do they eat up all of our salmon fry and then we have no fish to fight for anymore? I mean, these are all issues that I wonder about, and I was talking with Mike a little bit earlier about it. But, you know, I got things to do today, so that's why I grabbed the mic. So, come on, guys, just tell us the truth and... You know, let's figure out how to fix it. We all know the problems. Let's start working on trying to figure out some solutions.
Well, I have to say, you know, there are a lot of issues that need to be addressed. We all know it. I mean, if you've ever been to any other general meetings, it's discussed out in the open. We know that there's issues, but we also have to be able to show progress. I mean, I feel we have made progress. You know, you look at our trust fund, our tribal trust fund. In 2019, the balance of our tribal trust fund was $1.2 million. Today, our trust fund balance sits at $4.5 million. You know, 2019, again, our tribal deficit was estimated at $10 million. It's now down to five point something million dollars. So, you know, the fact that our grocery stores made $307,000 in the first quarter, our mini mart $411,000 in the first quarter, our little sawmill $21,000 profit in the month of December. I mean, those are all positive things. I'm not going to withhold that information from you guys. I mean, are we supposed to not talk about the hard work that we put in? I mean, give these managers credit when credit is due. When good things are happening, we have to recognize that just as much as we recognize the negative things.
I'm kind of with Joe there. Tell us the truth. Maybe you believe it's the truth, and you're adamant about it. And I'll use the mill as an example, $21,000 profit. It's easy to spend the money. It's harder to make it. If there's leadership in a direction, then come out and give some direction, and that is whenever you have a deliberation and it comes from our timber, maximize return to the tribe. So in your deliberations, when you're doing it, putting a timber sale together, selling logs or whatever you're doing, maximize return to the tribe. That's direction. That's leadership. And then you figure out how all the pieces go together. Because when I was looking at the mill, there's nothing in there where they're paying for stumpage. So if they're not paying for those logs that they're milling up down there, it all comes back to the timber sales, and it's coming, the production costs are coming off of that, which lowers stumpage to the tribe. That's where that $4 million you're getting comes from, right? So you have to give them direction. You have to say, okay, start paying your fair share. If you're going to treat the root of the problem, start looking at the revenue and creating the revenue. We're still looking at the gravel plant to pay some kind of a revenue from there for the gravel that they harvest and sell. You can't say I'm making a profit down there if you're not paying the tribe. If we didn't have mandatory stumpage for our timber, we wouldn't have anything. You pay it up front. So if Tyke's road stuff is going to produce cement, they're going to produce gravel, those kind of things, charge them some money for that stumpage. That'll get it coming to the tribe. If you're going to have the sawmill, you say we're going to produce $21,000, make them pay for stumpage. At least we get something back to the tribe and create that revenue. So be open and be very kind there. I'm glad that they got a contract with the Southern California and they're producing, hopefully, cans, because that's where the mill was designed for. But if we're going to produce commercial lumber, we're going to have a planer. We're going to have something to dry it out. You're expanding. There's a bigger cost over and all. But be honest and be right up front with the membership. And let us enter into dialogue with you so we can take a look. That's it.
Hello, Tribal Council.
I'd like to hear more about your corporation. But let me, the comments on our businesses, and I would ask you first, Mr. Chairman, were those gross numbers or net numbers? Because you don't have those yet. You don't know what your annual expenses are yet. Roads Department. I guess I'm the one that's responsible for that department. Roads Aggregate. Roads Aggregate Department was never designed to be profitable just by selling gravel. The gravel, the sand, and the concrete was supposed to be for the Willow Creek market. That's why we started out basing the concrete plant in Willow Creek. Was that a bad idea? Mercer Fraser thought it was a really good idea. And they moved into that market when we pulled out. We lost that market. Where is our market now? Now, when the roads department was expanded, it was expanded because of, we figured out how to get BIA roads funding for paving roads, for building sidewalks, and we paved Loop Road. We paved Mill Creek Road. We paved Pine Creek, Moon Lane. You have a sidewalk goes all the way around Loop Road. Those were BIA contracts. You're not, and since you haven't got a BIA roads contract since my time. Why? Because nobody understands the investment part of it. The reason we were able to do those things is because the tribe paid for the engineering of those contracts. And until you have an engineered project, you're not going to get funding for it. Mr. Colgrove, you said we can do roads for elders. And that came up in my time too, because that's not a, that you present that as a benefit, but that's a cost to the company. And so who pays for those roads? Is that coming out of the general fund? And I used to say to the council, set aside money. Identify the funds for that so that you're paying from a line item budget, which was required under tribal law. Otherwise, that's just a cost to the company. I'm not saying it's not a benefit.
I'm not sure if you received the transportation funds when you were here.
Did I get what?
Transportation funds.
We get transportation funds, it's a little over $100,000 to maintain all the roads on the reservation. It's not much. To do the job right, you need to engineer your projects. That's going to be an expense. But that company now is cut off from the big market because Mercer Fraser's in there. Well, I'll just say it, man. HFI lost $411,000 last year, and you hired the same guy to run your roads department, and you expect a different result. That amazes me. As far as the mill goes, let me explain the mill, because when the mill was proposed, the business plan that was presented to the council was called VG Lumber. Do you remember that? You remember that. VG Lumber stood for what? Vertical grain lumber. The proposal was that the mill was going to cut vertical grain for export. And the business proposal called for that mill to have to earn $100,000 a month for every month of the fiscal year in order to break even. And that, of course, didn't happen. That mill has never made any money. It is a loser, and nobody's going to build anything with federal funding or federal contract because you don't have a they don't know how to cut a true 2x4 yet. Go back by, if you guys have not gone behind that mill and looked around at the stacks of lumber back there, that rough stuff that you burned up, all the stuff that turned black a couple years ago, whole yard was full of it. You know, you can go over and get cheap lumber for a shed or something, but nobody's going to buy that as commercial lumber. And so that if you're going to invest in the mill, you got to get the right one, but there's no market for it. That needs to be looked at. And I'm sorry, HFI, I agree with Joe just pointed out a big thing about HFI in forestry. Who's regulating HFI? Because we don't log in the wintertime. We don't tear roads up in the wintertime. We water bar roads to protect the environment. None of those things are happening anymore because there's not enough money. So all of those businesses should show gross revenues. I don't know that's a true picture of net or profit. The idea about the corporation, and I hope that you do this, except because every economic development conference you go to says the same thing. You got to separate business from politics. And unfortunately, the Constitution that was designed for us by the BIA created a hybrid of both and created a conflict. So while the businesses are supposed to be making money, the government's here looking at the profits as something for them, not the people anymore. It subsidizes the federal bureaucracy. It doesn't go to the people anymore. Under a corporation's sole duty is to produce profit for its shareholders. That's its sole duty. To do that, there are, under corporations law, corporations, their boards, their CEO, their staff can be sued by any shareholder for breach of, for self-dealing, conflict of interest. They can be held liable. And that's the only way I can see our businesses becoming profitable again, because they're fraught with skimming. Everybody's looking at their own salary before they look at the bottom line. Everybody's looking at, these are hard times. That's the choices you make. We all want to create our own, a better life for ourselves, but it's not right to do that with the people's money. But I understand it, because this is a hard place to live. To make your businesses profitable, I encourage you to create a corporation board, and I would even go so far as to say, let that corporation board be elected by the shareholders of the tribe so that they could be held accountable by the shareholders of the tribe. And then maybe we'll make some money. Otherwise, everything is dispersed. If there's any money to be earned, do I give it? Does the profit go to the people? Do I create another job for somebody a political supporter? That's the nature of our government today. Our government is I could go on about. We don't have a representative government anymore, and so the government is now so big that it votes to protect its own interest, not the interests of the tribe. And that's an opinion. You know the numbers, because you quoted them. So I'm glad to hear that you're at least on top of that part of it. And that's a good beginning. I don't know about the rest of you. I served on councils, and I had sat next to a lot of people, could not read a spreadsheet, did not understand it. Hopefully you'll get to the point. I'm glad. I don't know how you reduced the deficit by $5 million. Was that a reimbursement? Or did you write it up, right? Did you just call it a debt and write it off? That's a question I'll leave with you.
Yeah, I think reimbursements and indirect recovery rates have helped significantly with that. There were programs through the ARP funds as well that helped with loss recovery for tribes.
Two things that were said at the last meeting, and you guys said, one of our problems is we're not getting quarterly reimbursements. So how did that work out? That's a question I have. And the second thing that we talked about was the deficit and determining, in fact, what it was, because they said that was an arbitrary figure. So between that meeting and this meeting, you've come up with a number, and you've said we cut it in half, but you cut in half an arbitrary figure. And the report that we got from Chairman Nelson was that the debt was $20 million, not $10 million. So I strongly encourage, one of the things you guys forgot about, as soon as it passed, when the membership voted to amend the per capita ordinance and limit the council spending to 20% of net, 20% of gross. And they said, we don't understand gross. And they said, well, anybody that pays federal taxes pays on gross income, so that's not too hard to not understand. What is my point? The other thing about that referendum, it's the membership said, it's in the language of the amended language, it said audits would be annual, not 2 years late. And that's another problem the council has. You guys are flying blind because you haven't, you're auditing now for 2 years ago. And so you really can't verify your balances because you don't know what you owe. I used to get hammered every month on roads, motions make spot audits. We want to know where you are right now. I think you ought to exercise that more often. But I think you need to bring your audit, you need to do those annually so you know where you're at. And that's not a hard change, except that whoever comes in is going to have to, well, you're so far behind, and you know this, I'm not lying. Your auditor will tell you straight up, they're coming in, they come in every year to reconstruct records, not audit them, because we don't have good records.
Okay, so, Lyle, you had a lot of points you brought up there. We want to address those, and then we'll go to lunch. I did want to say, with regards to reimbursements, it's been a work in progress. We have made sure FIRE got all their reimbursement requests into the BIA. Vice Chairman and I went down and made a personal visit to the Sacramento office last week to get them on it. Patricia has been down there this week working on that stuff, and then she can comment more on the debt, the tribal deficit, as well as the audits.